We continue our learning through the Nishmas Davi B'Menachemish and Chav Yaakov B'Pidchov Saliyo. We are in Temura, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. Yesh B'Kotche Bedak HaBayis, Masha Ein K'Bitchar Kotche Mizbech. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah. There are things, the halachos that apply to Kotche Bedak HaBayis, where you designate an animal for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, not as a carbon, versus Kotche Mizbech, where you designate a carbon as an animal for a carbon. Shestam Hekdeshos Lebedek HaBayis. The first halacha that we have here regarding Bedek HaBayis is that Stam Hekdesh, when we speak about making something Kadosh, we assume that if you haven't said specifically what it's for, we assume it's for Bedek HaBayis. Now, the Mishnah in Shkalim already addresses this. We learned in Shkalim a long time ago. In Perek Dal in Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah says the following. Hamakdash nechasav v'hoysa bahen behema ru'uya legabe hamizbech. Person is makdash his possessions, all his possessions to the Beis HaMikdash. I want to give everything that I own to the Beis HaMikdash. So, and amongst the things that he has, he happens to have animals that potentially could be what is a korban. So what do we do with those animals? He's just makdish everything in general. He didn't say what he's using everything for. Zecharim unikevos, if he has, let's say, males and females. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this again, a Mishnah in Shkalim, Zecharim yimachu letzarchei olos. The males must be sold for people who need a carbon ola. Unikevos yimachu letzarchei zivchei shlamim. And the female animals that are amongst his possessions that he was makdish should be sold to someone who needs a carbon shlamim. Udemeyim, and the money that he receives for this sale, yiplu im sha'ar nechasim lebedek habayis. What should you do with the rest of the money? They should fall literally to bedek habayis for use of the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Now that is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion, and that says, when the person is makdash stam, he doesn't say what he's using everything for. So the halacha is that the animals that are amongst all of his possessions must be, now, obviously, are not, don't have to be brought as a carbon by this person. He was just makdash them. He didn't plan on using them as a carbon. He just said, all my possessions are kadosh for the Beis HaMikdash. But they have to be sold to someone who will be using the animals as a carbon. And of course, the money could be used amongst the other possessions he's makdash for Bedek HaBayis. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. Rabbi Yoshua there actually disagrees and says the male animals must be brought as carbonos olos. But our Mishnah follows Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Stam Hekdesh is for Bedek HaBayis. So even where the animals, where there are animals amongst what you are makdish, and you didn't say they're going to be for korbanos, and they, obviously they're animals, they're fit for the Mizbeach. So although Rabbi Yeshua says they must be brought by you as korbanos, we assume Stam Hekdesh is for Bedek HaBayis, but nonetheless, they must be sold to someone who will be using them as carbonos, and then the money that you receive in return can be used for kache bedek habayis. So that's when the mystery here says, stam hekdeshos is lebedek habayis. Hekdesh bedek habayis chol al hakol. Then the mystery continues and says, another halacha regarding hekdesh bedek habayis, that different than kache mizbeach, is that Hekdesh Bedek HaBayis is chal, takes effect on everything. What does that mean? Let's say you have an animal that has a mum, an animal that's tameh. So that, although if you designated those as kosher mizbeach, that would not be, they wouldn't be karbanos, because can't make a karban, can't designate a karban from a baal mum or behema tameya. But Hekdesh Bedek HaBayis, if you have animals that you makdash to the Bedek HaBayis, so then Kiddusha takes effect even on, and they belong now to the Beis HaMikdash, even though they have a mum, even though they're tameh. Not only that, it even applies to sticks and stones are included if you're makdash your nechasim to the Bedek HaBayis. And the Gemara even adds on, L'rabos Shafaim V'alei Ha'ilon. That means a person who's makdash, let's say, a beam, or a tree for the Bedek HaBayis, so Kedusha takes effect even on those things that fall off the beam when you're chopping it. Any of the sawdust, any of the chips that come off, they're also kadosh. Any of the leaves that fall off the tree are considered kadosh. And if you would get benefit from them, you violate Me'ila. You'd have to bring a carbon Me'ila. As opposed to Kachem Mizbeach, a person who's makdish eitzim, wood for the Mizbeach, so there's no Me'ila, you don't violate misappropriating from Hekdesh, benefiting from Hekdesh, and after being a carbon, if you get benefit from the leaves of the tree or the sawdust that comes off. So that's another difference. Hekdesh Bedek HaBayis is chal al hakol. And the Mishnah continues, Umoalin Begiduleim. Another halacha that applies to Kodshei Bedek HaBayis versus Kodshei Mizbeach is, let's say a person is makdish an animal for Bedek HaBayis, not as a carbon, so Mi'ilo will take effect on the chalav, on the milk. So a person who gets hanah from the milk has to bring a carbon asher me'ilos, and he has to pay hekdesh, the value of the hanah that he got, adding on a fifth. Person who makdish a hen, let's say. So there's me'ilah regarding the egg of that hen. That would not be true regarding kodshei mizbeach. That we learn in Maseches Me'ilah, which we'll get to, Parakim or Mishnah Hey, chalav hamukdashin, which is the milk from an animal that's hekdesh, ubeitzei torim, or the eggs of the pigeons, lo nehenim velo moalim, or torim, the turtle doves. There's no, you're not allowed to get hana from it, lechatchila, but if you did get hana, you're not chayev a carbon mila, the asha me'ilos. The Mishnah says, "Bekodshei Mizbeach." That's only with respect to Kodshei Mizbeach. Animals that are designated for Mizbeach, there's no violation of Me'ilah on the egg of the hen, it has to be, hen is not Kodesh as a carbon, the egg of a tor, or the milk of an animal that you makdish. That's all true by Kodshei Mizbeach. Aval b'Kodshei Bedek HaBayis, the Mishnah says, if Hikdish Tarnagol is for Bedek HaBayis purposes, then malin ba ube beitza sa. There is me'ila regarding the tarnagolis, and not only the tarnagolis, but the beitza, and a chamor, let's say, a person who's makdash chamor, chamor obviously referring to an atone, to a female donkey, which is now pregnant, or potentially can have milk. So malin ba uve chalava, me'ila will apply to it, and to the chalav. So, another chumrah. So far, what do we have? We say, number one, chumrah that Kodshei Bedek HaBayis has over Kodshei Mizbeach is that when you say stam hektesh, we assume that's not for a korban. Now we assume that's stam for a Bedek HaBayis, for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. Of course, if there are animals, we follow Rabbi Eliezer's opinion that they should be sold to someone for korbanos, but they themselves don't need to be used as korbanos. The money goes to Bedek HaBayis. But stam is for Bedek HaBayis. If you makdish belka something to Bedek HaBayis, so it's chalal akol. It applies to Baal Mum, applies to Behemet Tameya, applies to the sawdust, applies to the leaves. And there's me'ilah regarding that which comes from them, the milk and the eggs. Not true regarding Kodshei Mizbeach. But ve'ein bahem hanala kohanim. Then the Mishnah says, by Kodshei Bedek HaBayis, there is no hana for the kohanim. What does that mean? What's the chumrah? Meaning the kohanim, by Kodshei Mizbeach, we know that very often they take korban chatas. So kohanim eat from the korban chatas. They eat from the part of the basar shlamim, they get chazav v'shok. So that's true when it comes to Kodshei Mizbeach. But ain by manala kohanim by kodshei bedek habayis. Sometimes the kohen, the korban ola, they get the hide. But not true when it comes to kodshei bedek habayis, where the kohanim are not going to get anything. There are korbanos, of course, where the kohanim don't get anything either. Let's say masa behema, korban pesach. So they have no chelek at all. But generally speaking, they do have a chelek. So the chumah that Bedek HaBayis has is, it's all for the Beis HaMikdash and nothing for the Kohanim. Then the Mishnah's Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. Echad Kodshei HaMizbeach, Ve'echad Kodshei Bedek HaBayis, Ein Mishanin Osam Mikidusha LeKidusha. So this is something, so we had, first Mishnah was what halachos apply to Kodshei Mizbeach, not to Kodshei Bedek HaBayis. Mishnah Beis, the chumas that apply to Bedek HaBayis over Kodshei Mizbeach. And now we have, the Mishnah says there are halachos that apply to both. Both Kodshei Mizbeach and Kodshei Bedek HaBayis, you're not permitted to change them, to transfer them from one Kedusha to another. So what does that mean? So one explanation means, let's say you have Kodshei Bedek HaBayis or Kodshei Mizbeach. So let's say you have it's designated as an ola, you can't now all of a sudden make it into a shlamim. And let's say when it comes to that's one possibility, or that's obviously something that's specific for Kodshei Mizbeach. But Ein Mishanim Kedusha LeKedusha also means that you can change something that was designated as Bedek HaBayis. Now, I'm going to just change my mind that this will be for Kodshei Mizbeach. Have an animal, I was going to give it to Bedek Abayis. I changed my mind. It's going to be a carbon now. You can't do that. And Kavah Chomer to do it the other way. Something that was designated as a carbon, now to change your mind. No, I changed my mind. I was going to bring this as a carbon. I decided I'm just going to give it to the Beis HaMikdash, and they'll use the value of what I give them from this animal for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. That also cannot be done. And others say that what it means is the following, that even by Kachay Bedek Abayis themselves, there's a way to be mishanet from one kedusha to the other, and that's prohibited. What's that? Something that was makdish, let's say, a makdish this, I want this for the upkeep of the heichal. So you can't now change that. I changed my mind. I want this to help fix the mizbeach when it needs fixing, because the heichal is more kadosh. So that's also not allowed. Then the Mishnah says, umakdishin oson hekdesh ilui umacharimin oso. So this requires some explanation. What exactly does this mean? So we assume that this is referring to the Kodshei Mizbeach specifically. And the Mishnah is coming to tell us is the following. That you can have, the owner is able to be makdish something to Bedek HaBayis, or for the what we call Cherem, where it's going to the Kohanim, or let's say the value of what they have in Kodshei Mizbeach. So what are we talking about? So if someone says he has his carbon ola, regarding his carbon ola, so we said you can transfer that to become a shlomim. He doesn't say, and we shouldn't transfer from Kodshei Mizbeach to Kodshei Bedek HaBayis. To simplify matters, just to explain that this is what the Mishnah means. The person has his carbon ola, so he can't change the carbon ola to Bedek HaBayis, but he says, Harei zu lebedek HaBayis, or Harezu Cherem, which means he wants to give it to the Kohanim. So what do? He obviously can't change it. So what we do is we appraise the value of that particular animal, and whatever that is, whatever that value is, the value of that Ola, he has to give that value to Bedek HaBayis, or to the Kohanim, if he said Cherem. And what do you do with the animal? The animal have to bring as an Ola. So the animal remains an Ola. It's just that the value of it is what he has to give either the Kohen, if he said Cherem, or Bedek HaBayis, if it was Makdash to Bedek HaBayis after designating as the Carbon Ola. The Carbon Ola that has to be brought, he just gives the value to Bedek HaBayis, or value to Cherem, which is to the Kohanim. Just one extra point is that, let's say this animal that he designated as an Ola, it was a Neder, where he said, Harei Alai Ola, Harei Alai Ola. So he says, Harei Alai Ola, I take upon myself to bring an Ola, that is where he would be Chayiv Ba'achrayis. If it's lost, so then he would have to replace it with another one. So it would cost him money to replace that animal. So if that would be the case, then no doubt the value of that animal, let's say the animal's worth $300, he would owe $300 to Bedek HaBayis, and of course he then brings the carbon as an Ola. Or he owes $300 to the Kohanim, and he brings that the carbon as an Ola. But let's say this carbon Ola that he designated, he had said Harei Zu Ola. He never took upon himself to take an Ola, but rather he specified this specific animal I'm going to bring in as Ola. That we call a Nedava. What's the halacha when it comes to a Nedava? Then he's not Chayiv Ba'achrayis. If it's lost, he does not have to replace it. So what is its value? So here the value is really not the value. He said, I'm giving the value of this to Bedek HaBayis. In fact, that Ola may not have much value at all, because it wouldn't be his responsibility to replace it if it were lost. Therefore, the value that we speak of that he gives Bedek HaBayis in this circumstance, where it's a Nedava, Harezu, when he gives it, or he says, I'm giving to the Kohanim as Cherem, is going to be much less. How much is it worth? What we call Tov Asana. What's Tov Asana? Tov Asana, we would say, is what would a person be willing to pay in order to bring a carbon is not chayiv to bring. It's clearly not $300. But if someone says, you know, carbonos are cheap, you know, for $50 you can bring a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, even though you're not chayiv to do so. $50 for a carbon, okay, that's worth it. That's the Tov Asana, and that's what you give the Kohanim if you said Cherem, and that's what you would give Bedek HaBayis if you said this Ola is going to be Bedek HaBayis. That would be the case in a Dava, of course, a Neder, where you would be chayav to replace it, you give the full value to Bedek HaBayis. Then the Mishnah says in Nesu, whether it's Kodshei Mizbeach or Kodshei Bedek HaBayis, that died, these animals die, after, let's say, and that would be true even if they had a mum, and they weren't redeemed, says the Mishnah, yikaveru, they must be buried. And there's no possibility of redeeming them after they died, because what could you do with them? You would have to feed them to your animals, and ein podin kachim lachilim klavim. We said that already. You can't be podin kachim to feed them to your dogs. And since they died, they weren't shechted, you can't eat them. So what are you going to do with them if you redeem them? You're going to give them, they have kedusha, you redeem them. And now what do you do with the animals? They're released from their redemption and now you can eat them? You can't. They just died, they're nevelos. So you'd have to feed them to the dogs. Therefore, we don't allow pidyon. There's another possible reason as well, which will help us understand Rabbi Shimon's opinion in a moment. And that is that the pasuk says regarding an animal that had a mum, and you're supposed to be poet, it says ve'hemides ha-behema lefnei ha-kohen ve'herich osa ha-kohen. What do you do with an animal in order to, we have to appraise it to know what the redemption value is. So what do you have to? You have to stand the animal in front of the Kohen, and the Kohen appraises it. Well, that's all nice and that's fine when an animal's alive and it has a mum and you redeem it. But after an animal's dead, there's no way to do ha-amada ve'ha-aracha. So even if you held that you could redeem kachim to feed them to your dogs, that wouldn't help over here because the animal is you can't do habadah baharach. And therefore the Mishnah now says Rabbi Shimon Omer disagrees. Kachim bede kabayis in mesu, not kachim mizbeach, but kachim bede kabayis. Animals that were designated to the Beis HaMikdash for upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, imesu veda yiftu, they can be redeemed. Why? Because the pasuk ve'hemid es ha-kohen, the ve'hemid es ha-behemof, you have to stand the animal, ve'herich, and appraise in front of the kohen, that's all written with respect to kachim mizbeach. But Keche Bedek Abayis don't require Ha'amada V'Ha'aracha in order to redeem them. And therefore, since they don't need Ha'amada V'Aracha, if they died, says Rabbi Shimon, according to that reasoning at least, the Ha'amada V'Aracha reasoning, Keche Bedek Abayis in fact can be redeemed. It's a minor opinion. We don't follow the opinion of Rabbi Shimon.